podcast. We're starting season two officially. New year, new us. We're very excited.
We actually recorded one before and we just
forgot in November. About it. But my Adobe subscription that I had through my school got like randomly revoked. But thank you to wonderful Mike Bailey, my father. I do now have Adobe for the whole year, so I will be able to edit these podcasts. And we just were like really busy last semester, but this semester we're going to make time for you guys.
I was working like full time.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
on top of classes.
Yeah.
Last semester was weird.
Last semester was actually...
like, for me, it was a weird semester, like, personal life-wise.
Yeah, we can do some life updates, but let's start with our three things. Do you have some? I didn't even think of these first. Something we're obsessed with, something positive slash something we're excited about, something we're consuming. I guess something positive present is that my lovely boyfriend Elijah is coming over tonight and I'm very excited to see him. And we also are having a game night and I'm very excited about that. Us and the roommates and my friend Vinny, we're playing games. And I'm very excited about it. And we're going on a museum date tomorrow, which is very exciting. But we'll tell you more about them later. Anyway, do you have something positive or something that you're looking forward to or that you're happy about?
Oh, I'm going to the Delwater Gap concert in Boston tomorrow with my boyfriend.
Oh my God, what? It's tomorrow?
Yeah. I keep getting
ads for it, but...
I had to cancel the hotel.
Oh.
Because there's a snowstorm coming and we don't know how bad it's going to be. So we're just going to like... It's coming Saturday, so we're just going to like leave and like avoid it. But that's a bummer, but... You know, it'll still be fun. We're going to like go there early and walk around because it's at the Royale, which is near Suffolk, where I used to go to school.
Throwback.
Throwback. And so I'm excited to show him around. Also, he has like a family friend who lives there who we may or may not see, but like I'm leaning towards not because we're not staying the night anymore. But who knows?
Anyway. That's fun though. I keep seeing ads for the Boston concert, the Delwater Gap one, but
first concert since COVID.
First
concert since COVID, yeah.
I guess I went to see Adam Melcher last semester. I have tickets to go see Valley on February 20th. I'm very excited. And Elijah and I made a pact that if we both get jobs, we'll go see Dodi at the end of February. Hmm. But we're not buying tickets yet. But I really want to go. Something I've been consuming. I literally have 6 books out of the library right now. I have been reading... I guess I've been reading like a normal amount for me, but I've been reading a lot recently. The book I'm reading right now is called The Memory Police, and it's a very interesting concept. It's like about this island where these things like disappear. Like the thing that just disappeared in the book the part that I just read, that calendars were disappeared, and basically like they get rid of them, and then everybody that lives on the island has this like urge to burn all of the things so that they forget what it is, and the memory police are like in charge of making sure it like disappears. Very interesting topic. Beautiful author. I'm really, really enjoying it. And my dance mom's face has resurfaced. My roommates and I just started watching it.
Love to hear it.
The other day, I was saying the other night, I was like, it's gonna come back soon, guys, I think. And it did. So yeah, we're on season 3. So we just watched the weird set of episodes where Abby like replaces the team for like 1 week. And they strike or something. I don't know. It was very strange.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And Sophia Lucia comes in.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but
I love her.
What have you been reading, watching, listening to recently?
I rewatched the Twilight series over Christmas break with my boyfriend.
Nice.
I had to culture him. Oh, we've been watching an anime on Netflix called Hunter x Hunter, and it's actually really good, and I like it a lot. But I always put captions on my TV shows anyway.
I do, too.
It's different when you actually have to read it to understand what's going on. So it's like a struggle kind of, because I'm not used to actually having to like fully pay attention. But I really like it. And then he watches Trailer Park Boys on loop, like all the time. Like, it's weird.
It's always on the TV.
Always on the TV. He's gone through it at least like 20 times. Like, it's insane. Anyway, so because of that, I tend to be watching Trailer Park Boys just because it's on in the background for literally everything. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, I was watching Criminal Minds again when I was at home. I'm on the like 12th season, which is the last season that's like on Netflix.
So many seasons.
And in terms of like music, I've been listening to Troye Sivan a lot lately for some reason.
King. I should listen to it's been a while since I've listened to Troye Sivan.
Conan Gray again.
There's a new Coin song coming out tomorrow.
I did not.
It's called King.
And then I've actually been listening to Ed Sheeran a lot. His new album is cute.
We will not take Ed Sheeran's slander on this podcast.
Nothing. He did nothing wrong.
He's so perfect.
He has a cute little family now.
Yeah. Did you see? I saw something recently that said he like got rid of his phone for the past 5 years.
As he should, honestly. Good for him.
He's just amazing. Anyway, love Ed Sheeran. Super talented.
And then what's the other thing? What we're obsessed with?
Something we're obsessed with. What am I obsessed with recently? Oh, I just looked over and saw it's because I saved my can from yesterday. I am developing a yerba mate addiction, which like as part of my like personality, it was coming. But they're really good. But I'm keeping them for Wednesdays. Wednesdays are my yerba mate day because it's like 150 milligrams of caffeine and I'm not a coffee drinker. So like that's a lot of caffeine to have in one day for me. Hey, listen, bro, I'm trying not to develop an addiction here, but they're so good. But Wednesdays are my days this semester where I have three 2.5 hour classes. So they're for Wednesdays. I had one yesterday. And occasional weekend study days, I will allow myself. They're also like not cheap, but I've been making a lot of matcha recently too, because my mom got me a matcha whisk for Christmas, like a little kit. It's been
very fun.
That's
caffeine too, babe.
I know, but it's less caffeine than in a can of yerba mate. So far, so good.
I just think it's funny because, like, I'll drink, like, an energy drink, like, a Rush from, like, Aroma Joe's, and then I'll have a yerba mate in the same day. Easy money. Is it healthy? Probably not. But I also now, I'm a barista. I work at a coffee shop. I get free coffee and tea and, like, whatever I want all day, so...
I just don't feel like I
have to watch myself. Sometimes I'm like drinking it like water, and then at the end of my shift, I feel like I'm going to combust. I don't know if you felt this before, but there's like definitely some like caffeine sickness. Like you just like just feel awful.
Too much caffeine. Yeah, I'm trying not to get there. What are you obsessed with?
I'm trying to think. There's definitely something. Coconut water. I've been drinking so much coconut water.
I can't get behind coconut water.
I love coconut water.
Good for your body.
I drink too much of it though, so I do have to limit myself on that. Also, obviously, I'm addicted to crystals. I bought so many over break for no reason.
I finally got a green aventurine. We should do an episode on crystals. Okay, guys, this season we want to have an interview season. So if you're listening right now, please DM us. Somebody DM'd us. We have to respond to this girl. But please DM us or text us and be like, hey, I want to be on the podcast. Here's something I can passionately talk about for about 30 minutes or an hour. But it would be fun to do an episode about crystals. We could get somebody on that's excited about them too.
My friend Emily.
Yeah, let's do it. That would be fun. Because I have a lot of crystals, but I don't know a ton about them.
So... many. It's a problem. I actually bought so when I was home, I went to the crystal store multiple times, but you can like get a crystal cage, which is like this wire thing, and put crystals in it to wear.
Like a necklace.
Yeah. So I made one for myself.
For those who can't see.
Oh, true. Anyway, I made one for my boyfriend. And today, my boyfriend lets me park at his house. His name's Ryan, so I'm just going to start calling him Ryan. Ryan lets me park at his house because he has off-campus housing that is literally, like, on campus, basically. Like, right down the street from Memorial Union and, like, the library. So I've been parking there, and I saw him today, and he was wearing it. I was like, oh, my gosh, you're wearing the necklace I got you. And he was like, did you think I just wasn't going to wear it? And I was like, yeah, actually, I thought you weren't going to wear it. So
that's so cute.
Yeah.
Elijah revealed to me recently that one of the times that they came over to my apartment, he like brought rose quartz with him, but it disappeared. So cute. But I was like, it doesn't matter now because it's already served its purpose. So it vanished.
I've been carrying carnelian, rose quartz.
I don't have carnelian. And
mahogany obsidian on me.
Oh.
And mahogany obsidian is supposed to be like a transformative stone.
Interesting. So, I need to get back into my crystals. I have
called mahogany?
I have a nice little moon calendar on my wall now. My sister got me for Christmas. February and April both start on new moons, which is very exciting. Like the first day of the month is a new moon. Very fun stuff.
Yeah. Mahogany obsidian is a very comforting stone to work with when dealing with old emotional traumas and wounds.
Wow. Very cool.
So that's cool. Anyway.
So fun. All right. So this episode is basically us just catching up with each other / with you guys, mostly with you guys. Share some fun things that have been going on in our life. The last time we uploaded an episode was like July, August, maybe? August?
I don't remember.
It's been a while.
Frank.
So we'll just talk about a little bit. Do you want to... let's talk about how last semester was a little bit, like where we are right now, and then we can go into some other stuff. So where are you?
I am in Rhode Island.
Yeah, baby.
I go to University of Rhode Island.
What's your major now? Because we both changed stuff around.
Bro, I'm still figuring that out. So
honestly,
like,
me too.
So I need to tell, it's like a lot. Anyway, so where do I start? I go to University of Rhode Island. I am currently international studies and diplomacy major with Spanish as the dual major because you have to do a foreign language. So it's a 2-in-1, and then doubling in anthropology. So this is where it gets interesting. So I no longer like international studies and diplomacy. I don't like dislike it. But I like anthropology way, way more, you know?
Yeah.
And like poli-sci classes get redundant, if I'm being honest. It's the same thing over and over again. And so I was on the 5-year track to get my master's in international studies and diplomacy. But I'm not doing that anymore. And then I have to go abroad next semester, fall 2022. And for Spanish, currently the only place you can go is Puerto Rico. Nothing against Puerto Rico, okay? Beautiful place, okay? But I'd have to go during hurricane season. I don't really want to do that. Is that me showing my privilege? Maybe, but I still would rather not. COVID is like the worst thing it's ever been, and everyone's acting like it's fine. And yes, I know I'm going to a concert tomorrow, but I am double masking and I'm fully vaxxed and boosted. All right. Anyway, have to cover my butt
on that one. Disclaimers, we're not getting canceled here.
I also had COVID last semester, but anyway, we'll get into that. So I don't want to go abroad anymore, and I have to graduate in this program. So I emailed my advisor, who I haven't heard back from in over a year.
So stressful. Oh my God.
And I've emailed like other people and they keep being like, well, you have to talk to her. We can't help you. It's like advising department is like useless sometimes.
My advisor's the least helpful people ever anyway. Sorry to
they are. And I even talked to my abroad advisor and she was no help. So basically I am trying to figure out if I can do an internship equivalency for the abroad credit, because that's what they were doing earlier in the pandemic, which I feel like they should be able to do, because like you can't force someone to go abroad during a pandemic. Yeah. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen. So I'm probably dropping out of the program and trying to figure out how to allocate my credits to anthropology major, even though I am a second semester junior. Okay. This is why it's like complicated. And I have over 100 credits. So I have to figure out if I'm doing anthropology with a Spanish double major or anthropology with a Spanish minor, because I don't know where my credits lie. So I emailed my Spanish advisor and she's willing to help me, but she's like, are you saying that like you've reached out to her and you haven't heard from her at all? And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, so God. I don't know what's going on, but honestly, at this point, with how frustrating it's been to work in this program and how I even emailed the director of the program, not my advisor, the one who is like focuses on like, I forget which part of it, like poli sci. He was like, oh, well, I can't help you. You have to talk to her. And I'm like, at this point, I just want to drop out of the major, but yeah. I get discounted tuition for being in the major. So
like significantly discounted.
Yeah. But I also have like the presidential scholarship. So,
okay.
Or not the president. It's like the highest the ones. Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
So TBD. I'm in a similar situation.
Definitely anthropology.
Yeah. I currently was planning on having doing business administration, and you pick one or two specializations. In mine, I was originally going to do marketing and analytics. I had all sorts of ideas, but that was the more recent one. Realized that was way too much to like try to fit in and like make sure I graduate on time with, and I'm also a Spanish minor doing the Spanish translation certificate. That's staying. But the BSBA program, I can design my own major specialization. And if I do that, then I can get dual enrollment credits for a grad degree. And right now I'm thinking of designing a specialization that's related to analytics because, oh my gosh, I just hit something. That's related to what I want to do for my master's, which is analytics. So I just have to decide if that's really what I want to do for the future. If I want to get a master's in analytics or a master's in marketing, I think I like analytics more. Or do I even get a master's degree? Like, is it worth my money? Anyway, yeah, I'm going through a really quarter life crisis right now. It's a little stressful.
I know I'm not going to grad school straight out undergrad because I have to start applying now. And I don't know if I want to just get my master's or my doctorate. And that depends on which graduate programs I apply to, because anthropology graduate programs are not common, especially with the specialization I want to go into. Oh my God. So like most of them are in Ivy Leagues or like Ivy League equivalents that only offer a doctorate program. So it's like, I have to like evaluate.
It's stressful, but it's okay. We still have a little bit of time to figure it out. But yeah, basically that's what I'm doing. My career related goals right now are to get a really killer internship for this summer. That's like related to what I want, like basically like an internship. That's like what I want to do after college. Who knows? But anyway, yeah, that's what my major is right now. I'm in DC. Finally, last semester, I made it back on campus. I'm living on campus this semester with my freshman year roommate, who's my best friend, and my other best friend. And it's been so fun. Last semester was really... It was really fun. And DC was pretty good with COVID. AU did a great job with COVID, so I felt very safe being here. Obviously, now things are now like calming down. They already spiked here, but I had a great, great semester. It's been so nice to be. This place feels like home to me. Like I came back here after traveling like back from home and like in New Hampshire home. And I was like, oh, this is like home. So anyway, I'm in DC. Still studying business for why, who knows. But anyway, yeah. Do you want to get into like how your last semester was?
Sure.
Just like
I'm trying to figure this out. I'm not sure which side it goes on.
Oh, we can hear your AirPod case clicking.
I'm sorry. I've got an AirPod
case. In case you're wondering what the clicking noises were that I am not going to edit out for you, Love just got an AirPod case and they're trying to figure out
how it
works.
And I think I put it on backwards. I think I just messed it up again. Who cares, honestly? Anyway, this was free. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Last semester.
Yeah, give us some highlights and lowlights.
Okay. Last semester, I got a job. I'm a barista, incredible, as I mentioned prior. It's a little coffee shop near my school, like right down the road. So it's really convenient. But I was working like 40 hours during training and then like 30 hours. And I kept being like, hey, can I work 20 hours, please? And they're like, well, the manager's out this week, so everyone needs to pick up slack. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so then basically I ended up just like overworking myself. I had some like health issues with my birth control that was causing like severe nausea. And I was vomiting like four days a week. And then I got COVID over Thanksgiving, but I was asymptomatic mostly. What are any positives of last semester? I met like one of my best friends through work, love them. I got to hang out with my friend Emily a lot, which is fun. Yeah, like really there was not much to like report. It went by fast. Went through boys a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Have an episode about that.
It was a mess, to be quite honest. And I was led on from the second weekend of the semester until freaking November by this person, by this man, this boy, this frat
the
boy.
Drama.
It was so dramatic.
Problem.
Okay, well, you know, he has lesbian moms, okay? So I thought he was going to be different.
Oh, no. Well, it ended well, so.
Yeah. Oh, highlight of us, I have a boyfriend now.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
That was like the end. And that was like after finals, though, so I don't count it.
Yeah.
It was like the last 2 weeks I was here. Just like killing time because I didn't want to go back home yet. And I met this boy, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Will Ryan listen to the podcast?
Probably.
Really?
He's like kind of a simp. So I say that lovingly. I'm also a simp.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway,
of course.
He is a sophomore biotech major from Maryland, which is where my family's from.
Oh,
which is kind of whack. We have the same exact birthday, March 11th.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're both Pisces, which makes sense. Our birth charts are very compatible. And I think
that's
I sent it to you.
Yeah, you did.
Specifically, we're both Aries Venuses, which works out beautifully when that happens.
Yeah, I am also an Aries Venus.
It's just nice having someone like match the intensity / like passion. It's really fun. Anyway, so I met him. We were not dating, but we were like, oh, we want to date. And like Ryan, like both of us got out of a relationship, like not recently, but like in the past like year. And I remember like he called me like the 22nd of December. That's our anniversary.
Oh,
and
cute.
He, after he had like driven home with his dad, he was like saying like, oh, like, when do I know? Like, how long do I have to wait to ask her to be my girlfriend? Blah, 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 blah. And also to clarify, for like partner terms, I like girlfriend, which is why I'm saying girlfriend. Anyway.
Okay.
And then his dad was like, you can't like plan that stuff. Like, if you want to be dating, you have to just like go for it. So, We didn't start dating officially until literally the day after we left Rhode Island. And I was like, are you for real right now?
It's because you left and he's like, oh my God, I miss them so much.
Probably. Who wouldn't? just kidding. But yeah, and that's highlight. Also highlight, like I got my tattoos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got my tattoos, which is really fun. I don't know. I think I just like learned a lot about like friendships and like boundaries and how to like fully end like toxic cycles in terms of like people who you attract and people who you let into your life, and also just like fully stopping the like cycle of like getting over someone or like moving on. So yeah.
Wow.
Very deep. I'm being vague on purpose.
Fantastic. My last semester was really the best semester, obviously, because the only other semester I had that was normal was like first semester freshman year, which honestly was really good, but this last semester was really fun. I did club swim and I got to teach swim lessons again. And what else did I do? I went to one concert. I saw Adam Melcher. He was incredible. I live in an apartment, so I get to cook for myself now. I live with my best friends, which has been like so much fun. And I didn't love my classes last semester, but I had like fun people in a lot of them, so that was good. But I also met my boyfriend last semester. So fun. I'll give you a brief story. Our first date was at the National Gallery of Art. We were there we hung out for like 6 hours, which was dream date. Absolutely incredible. We did meet on Tinder. We had like previously talked like a year. Yeah. I have my thoughts and opinions on Tinder, but we met and talked like a year and a half ago-ish, maybe like 2 years ago now, but nothing ever came of it. And I like sort of know some of his friends that go here. He goes to Georgetown. Anyway, yeah, then we went on some more dates and started dating officially on October 8th. It was a very like natural progression. I kind of knew like from the first day, I was like, okay, like they're going to be around for a little while. Like I really like them a lot. But now I'm fully in love. Like things are fantastic. He came to visit me like for New Year's Eve. And then I ended up going back to Vermont with them for like the week after, cause of some like timing stuff and the way online school, like we started our first couple weeks of the semester online. And then we went after like a week of being in Vermont, then we drove down to New York with his mom to visit their grandma. And we stayed in the city for a weekend and then we made it back to DC. So I got to spend like 17 days with them at the beginning of January, which was so special. Like it was a lot of time to spend together. And mostly it was just like a lot because then afterwards we both were like sad we weren't together, but, it was really special and I'm just very happy. Anyway, I love you, Elijah.
That's funny because
it just is like crazy. Like what the heck?
The last like 4 days before we went home, like we accidentally spent 4 days straight together. I say accidentally because each time we were like, oh no, like you're going to go home now. And then I didn't go home. Yeah. So, whatever. Anyway.
My mom called it a love fog, so.
I don't care. It's a honeymoon phase is fun. And, like,
yeah,
talk about this, though, because, like, it's, like, I feel like the honeymoon phase is kind of, like, not real. And I'm going to explain why. I don't think it's real because I think it's, like, a decision whether or not you, like, ignore, like, all of the reality of someone. Like the honeymoon phase typically refers to like when you're just like in lust, like in obsession with someone. But like I, because of previous experiences, like literally right off the bat, I was like, this is all my baggage. This is all my trauma. I'm giving you a get out of jail free card right now. And I set my boundaries like within the first week we started dating. That's officially.
So healthy.
And people, I actually like made a shit ton of TikToks last night about this, but like people call like setting these boundaries and like sharing with your partner like previous experiences and previous trauma, like they're like, you're trauma dumping, that's not healthy, you're supposed to just have fun at the beginning of a relationship, which I think is such an outdated idea of how relationships work, because especially as someone
dating,
who has post-traumatic stress disorder from a previous relationship, like I can't just go into a relationship carefree, so like it's just frustrating when people are like, oh, that's trauma dumping or whatever. Another thing that's frustrating, I'm Aries Venus. I'm very affectionate. I like making my boyfriend feel good about himself, right? Like, we've said I love you. So, like, I tell him I love him multiple times a day. Yeah. He does the same.
Of course.
Example, like, today also, like, we just check in with each other. Like, today he knew I was at work and he responded to my good morning text. He was like, I'm sure you're doing wonderfully at work, blah, 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 blah. And then like after he got out of his class, he was like, oh my gosh, you have one more hour left of work. Like, you got this. Like, he didn't have to do that. Like, I didn't have my phone on me.
Yeah.
And it's like stuff like that. Or like, I went to Walmart the other night with my friend Vi, and he was like having issues with his class schedule and had a disagreement with his parents or whatever. So I was like, do you want anything? And he was like, oh, could you get me like Arizona iced tea? Because that's like his favorite thing ever. And so I went and I just got it. And then I was there and I found a t-shirt with like the characters of Hunter x Hunter on it. And we were watching that. So I like got that for him. And then like a Bulbasaur plushie, like it's a Pokemon because we play Pokemon together. And that's what we did mainly like over break, is play Pokemon together. And I just did that. And it's just because like I like giving gifts, right? Like I like doing that. Yeah. I like words of affirmation. I like basically all types of love language I do.
Wait, yeah. Can we talk about that for a second?
People like call it love bombing, but the difference between like love bombing and like actual like being in love, like people don't know the difference. Like the difference is love bombing is like when someone like puts you on a pedestal and like says, I love you in certain moments to like get you to like forget about something. Like if you're in a fight or like after sex, like to just to say it, to like manipulate you. And it's like saying stuff like, oh, we're going to get married and we're going to have kids and like all this stuff and like future planning to a point where it's like ridiculous. Like Ryan and I have planned like a birthday party together because that's like in a month.
Yeah, not to say, but
because like we have the same birthday. So
yeah.
That's why like we were like, oh, we should do something together. But like that is like the farthest in advance we've planned. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, someone's being like too much love bombing when it's like future planning and it's like excessive. And the things they are saying are like obviously just being used to distract from things. And like,
yeah,
I've been love bombed before. Like, I know what it is. And it's just frustrating because there's like all this relationship advice on TikTok that is so fake. Like, everyone is obsessed with calling everything love bombing, manipulation, gaslighting, and abuse. Like, why do you want to say you're in an abusive relationship so bad?
Yeah, that's not.
Do you even like want to be in a relationship? Do you even like your partner?
I think like, that the most important thing is, because I mostly agree with you, but I also like, this is basically the only relationship I've ever been in that was serious. And I like, it's, every relationship is different, but like you can tell like there is a balance of love between the both of us. And like the little things, like I have all like my love languages, my primary love languages are definitely quality time and physical touch, but like all the other ones are like fun too. And it's cool to be like actually in love with someone and be able to like learn more things about, obviously like to learn more about them, but like to learn more things about myself. I just think it's very beautiful and exciting and all fun stuff, all good things.
Yeah, I just am really passionate about it because I've been in a really shitty situation.
Yeah.
And seeing people like equate basic like affection and like love
with like toxicity is not. Yeah.
Like I understand the fear because like I've been in the situation and going into this relationship was scary for me. But like it's just like not healthy to just view any act of kindness or like any like word of affirmation as manipulation. Like that's just not going to like build a good relationship. No, those are,
yeah, you're absolutely like, right.
And like, I feel like I finally found someone who matches my energy. And like, while like, we obviously want to see each other all the time, like I make it a point to be like, do you want alone time? Do you want to just like hang out with your roommates? Mm-hmm. Like setting boundaries. And also like, just the fact that now I'm with someone who doesn't hide their phone from me, who doesn't get defensive when I ask to like use their phone for something, like even like just doing like a Google search or something, to someone who like isn't afraid to show me their phone and like is like, oh, respond to my Snapchats, or oh, can you help me organize my camera roll, or like here's my password. Like it's just like the thing is like what I've realized is like not. There's like very obvious things that were wrong in my past relationship, like very, very obvious. But I've never really realized all the small things that like make the biggest difference. Yeah. Like I like wanting to walk me out to my car and walk me into his house, or like when I park at his house, him coming out when I go to my car, even though we're not going to hang out, just to say hi, to see me off, as he says. Like just like little things. And it's like people like try to say like saying like if he wanted to, he would is like a bad saying. But like I think it's true. Like if he wanted to, he would. Like if someone loves you and cares about you, they're going to want to do these things.
They're
going to show
it. Yeah.
And like obviously they'll show it in different ways. Like not everyone's going to like walk you out to your car or like just like send you messages while you're at work. But like, you know. I guess that's another positive thing from last semester is like finally realizing what like a healthy relationship looks like.
Happy for you. I'm very happy for you. I'm very excited. All fun.
I'm excited for you. You've waited long enough.
Thank you. It's fun. It's really exciting, but also like comfortable. Like it's not like I still get like giddy, but also like it feels like right. Anyway, that's pretty much all we have to talk about, I think. Do you have anything else that, like, any other updates you wanted to share?
No, this kind of just turned into a relationship episode, but I'm not complaining about it.
Just a little bit. We'll have to do something more. We have to get the boyfriends on. But we do really want this season to be more interviewee. Please, we always say, let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about. We love talking. We have to talk about this still, but I'm thinking more every other week for episodes, just so we can have some wiggle room as things get a little busier with school. But we're excited to be back. We're excited that you're listening to us. Please share with your friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok if you feel like it. We should make TikToks. I think we could get on.
Yeah,
that.
I don't know what to do though.
I don't either, but I feel like we could. I feel like we could figure some out. Anyway, both are at Growing As We Go Pod. Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all. Thanks for listening to us today. We'll see you next time.
If you've made it this far, you're probably one of our best friends. And if you're not, DM us, and you can become one.
I'm so glad you remembered that because I was like, well, I guess we won't finish off with that. I don't remember what it was. Seriously, though, guys. We love you. All right.
Love you. XOXO.
See you next time, XOXO. Bye.
Gossip girl.